Okay, so we're up to Simon Yud Aleph. We're up to page Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel Yud Zayin. Let's do Yud Zayin because we have to do a few of the Sh'orim Mishnah Mahalach on the bottom. Yud Zayin. Okay, one more time. It's on page Pei Gimel. Beis Hanerchatz Burski Ubeis Hatzvila Peturim Mibnei She'enam Lediras Kovoit. Any room that's not an honorable abode is exempt from a mezuzah. You never saw a mezuzah on a bathroom. You never saw a mezuzah in a mikvah. It doesn't exist. Or if today there's no thing as a bathhouse, they don't have that, but you don't need any room that's not a derech kovod, you do not put a mezuzah. Are there other examples? Someone's giving an example of a room that's not a derech kovod. I remember, okay, but the rooms are now there covered, you don't have a mezuzah. I will reference Bakar, but it's a chesh, but a cattle stall, even though seemingly there will be some odor. I guess we're dealing in a situation where the odor is not that bad. The cheder shenagadlin boy oifos, where you raise birds, ubeis hateven, where it's in storage, this is very common, you have a garage. You do put up a mezuzah, lechatchila, on a garage, a storage room, or a storage structure. The oitzer shall yainer shall shel shamashkim im yesh lahem shir ba'is. If you have the shir ba'is, which is 4 amos, chayovin the yesh poitrin. Some say they're chayiv, some say they're potter. So what's the bottom line? You put up a mezuzah without a baracha. Okay, let's see some of the shem shalom we should not do. Let's see. Tess, on the right side, Tess, we did not do this, the sukkah. You did not put up a mezuzah on a sukkah. Lefichach sukkah sachag, potter, you potter from putting up a mezuzah of shulchan aruch kosav, the beis hakneses. Potter mi mezuzah. There's no chiv to have a mezuzah in the beis hakneses. V'yayim, v'shalsu shuvus beis yitzchok, oidois beis hakneses sheyesh azor lefonecha. Now why then do we have a mezuzah in all our botek in Yosios? It's just doesn't hurt, but there's no chiv. That's why you do not make a bracha when they have every so often they have a mezuzah ceremony, right? They put up the mezuzah fixing ceremony. There is no bracha. There is no bracha. It's a very good fundraising idea, and it's a very nice. Looks good for the pictures, but there is no. It's better than the ribbon cutting ceremonies, but there is no bracha because there is no chiv whatsoever. Sheyesh azor lefanecha. What's he have a basic nest? Sheyesh azor lefanecha. Where there is an azor, let's say you have a basic nest where there is an opening. The entrance, it leads two ways. If you go to the right, you walk into the shul. If you go to the left, you go into a room, a catering room. The catering room is also not necessarily chayav mezuzah, but let's say you go into a room where people sleep. It's like a guest house, so people, they sit around and they schmooze, whatever they do there. And that room would be a room which would qualify for a mezuzah, because people live there. So here's a very interesting question. You have an entrance, and the entrance has a dual purpose. It's an entrance both to an area that's potter from a mezuzah, and an area that's chayav in mezuzah. So one large entrance, and then you can go to the left of the Beis HaKnesses, or you can go to the right of the Beis HaKnesses, so is that large opening chayav in a mezuzah? So he basically brings two opinions, some say yes, some say not, and he brings different cities. So they had such types of situations, Lviv, and in Paramisla, you know that city? Paramisla? So in some city, some they did, some they didn't, so they're different opinions. Let's see one more time. Top line, Shiesh Azor Lefanah, there's an entrance. Vu Derech Kenisa Lebeis HaKnesses, Uvitzida, and along the side, Yesh Beis Chadorim, there are two rooms, Shem Espalim, Vlendim Shem, Uvishnei Chadorim Hanal Yesh Mezuzah, when you go into the place where you have the chadorim, the rooms, now it says that in these rooms, they are mispal and they learn. Now for some reason it appears that these rooms are chayv in the mezuzah. I'm not exactly sure why. I guess learning, once they're learning there, it's no longer called a beisa. It's already chayv in a mezuzah to some degree. And the entrance leads into that room as well. So Yichayim Zornat Olo Vehelo Dechikur Pesach Azor Nasal Beis HaKnesses. Since the outside entrance is primarily built, constructed for the purpose of the place where you exclusively daven. See, we don't really have this today. Today, most of our shuls are shtibluch. Even the shuls, even the nice fancy shuls, They're also shtibluch, right? Today you go even go, they go out, go to fancy, fancy shuls. They're not, hey, what do you do there? You do everything there, pretty much. Even if you don't have tables, it's so. I guess that's why we're machmir today to put on a mezuzah. It's not exclusively used for davening. It's the place where shiurim are given. It's a place where occasionally events occur. People, maybe you eat there. Other things happen there, and therefore we have a mezuzah. But let's say you have a situation where you have a place where it's exclusively used for davening. That is definitely potter from a mezuzah, but the outer entrance, it leads into two places. So again, he brings down only a minority go into the chambers on the side. Therefore, potter mezuzah. The heavy the ear premisla. Is that how you pronounce it? Premishla. Where is that?
I think they have a stable on Avenue
N. No, in Europe. Where is that in Europe? Okay. Yesh Pesach Zu V'ein La Mezuzah.
Right, but there's no
stable
from Lvov.
Uvi'ir Lvov, Lemberg. Yesh V'chagoyin Zeh Mezuzah. Okay, so Yesh V'yesh. Next. Halacha L'maaseh, today there's a mezuzah in every shul, every school. The big shaila today is, where do you put the mezuzah? We spoke about this in a kindergarten. Do you put the mezuzah low down, or do you put the mezuzah high up? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, lift the child. He came to a kindergarten where it was low down so they can kiss them. Now it's not unprecedented in the halacha. Let me just explain why. We discussed, because we learned the halacha that if you have a massively large entrance to a city, or to a shul, and two-thirds where we would normally put the mezuzah is way above where you can reach, you can make contact, you can see it. You're supposed to see the mezuzah, and it should make an impression upon you. So two-thirds above the entranceway is above where your eye will notice the mezuzah, and certainly won't be able to touch it and kiss it and focus on it. So there's a machlokes apoiskim. Some places say it does not matter. The makom of the mezuzah is two-thirds from the post, no matter what. If the post is 50 feet tall, it doesn't matter. Two-thirds, that's where the mezuzah starts. Many other poskim, it appears this is the more common minhag, is when you have such a massively sized entrance, you put it shoulder length. You don't make the calculations of two-thirds, shoulder length is where it goes. So if you have a kindergarten, and the kindergarten is made for the children, it's not shaloike halacha to put the mezuzah at the shoulder length of the children. It's not wrong. Because just like you have a child, he wears a talis katan. When you can go and you put on a child talis katan the size of an adult, 24-inch talis katan, ridiculous. You put a talis katan the size of a child, the size of a child. So this cheder is miyuchid for children. This opening is just like a shahr of a city, which is 50 feet tall. And then you do not calculate the mezuzah two-thirds of the height of the post, you put the mezuzah shoulder length. So it's not shalek halach to put the mezuzah in the kindergarten, the shoulder length of the children. It's the same exact principle. In other words, if Oig Melech HaBashan would come to the large city where there's a post, the gate is 100 feet tall, so if this we put the mezuzah all the way down the bottom, the mezuzah belongs two-thirds. So when you come to the kindergarten, there are 50 kids in the kindergarten, there are two teachers, there's one Rebbe. So who's in charge? The children, it's for them, it's their classroom. The teacher and the mora, they're in halach it works. However, there's a chinuch element. The chinuch element is the children are not really chayav in mezuzah anyway. They're children. And the whole purpose of the cheder is to teach them. To teach them, you have to bring them into an adult world. And from a chinuch perspective, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and many who have come, followed in his ways, have taught that you don't put the mezuzah in the kindergarten low down, you put the mezuzah higher. And if you want to teach them to kiss the mezuzah, you pick the children up to kiss the mezuzah. It's a very different, they're both halachically valid. They're just different approaches to dealing with the same issue. I went to visit, I was in Boston, so I was in Maimonides. That's the school that was founded by Rav Soloveitchik. So it's a modern Orthodox school, so there the mezuzahs are low down. The mezuzahs there are shoulder length for the children. I was in the... Okay, so we have different approaches to... question. Okay, now let's go Yud. Look at the Yud Sif on the bottom of the Shem Halacha. She'enim l'diras kavod, aymich yosef, shedon sham imbeis hasurim shal yehudim, chayiv b'mezuzah, a prison. If a Jew is in the prison, is he chayiv to put a mezuzah on his cell? That's the shayla, law or not. Assuming they'll let you, okay, when I was talking about...
Shall he means in Israel.
In Israel. Yeah, interesting. What do they do there in Israel?
Jewish prison in Brooklyn.
Okay, but let's say they... Okay, are you right? Okay, so who owns it? That's right. But if you're renting, and if a person, the person is in prison... So it's no less than being a soicher. You're renting. We discussed the hospital room. Let's say a base room shall shall Yehudim chayv mezuzah loy behavi meharav may harav base hillel. I don't know who this is. Shadai toy liftar. They're parted. They're not meant to be here permanently. They're only here. Incarceration is not meant to be forever. It's a correction facility. You're only here to be fixed, to be corrected.
Is that less than 30 days?
So he goes further. Shadai to liftar. V'lima zeze meshas. V'chim shal shuvas shara fraim. Died to liftar. He goes further. Uvenoi, his son. I don't know who all these people are, but Hagoshon died to lechiyuf. No, he disagrees. Yichayef. V'chim hello. Habir Yosef sham. Ulam died to lachim liftar. Bebeis asurim shiyoshim sham. Kishnei chadoshim mishum davidir sarai. So it does appear that it depends how long your person is in prison. I don't know why he says 2 months. Why not already 1 month? We always find a halach that 1 month already is called a significant period of time. But he says if a person is only there for 2 months, that's called arai, adiras arai, and adiras arai is like a sukkah. It's not meant for permanence. Anything that's not meant for permanence is potter from a mezuzah. But he appears to say that if it's owned by Jews, or even if a Jew is there, then it's there for long term. It appears that the armachmir, it doesn't hurt to put up a mezuzah. We'll see later on. He's very machmir. Living in a place without a mezuzah, it's a terrible, terrible thing. So it's interesting why here he goes very easy. He goes very easy and he says that in a prison, it's only Diras Arai, there's no chiyuv to have a mezuzah on a prison. Okay, let's go further. Yud Ches.
Rikers Island doesn't need mezuzah.
Why?
Otisville needs a mezuzah. Because Rikers Island, you're not there more than the average of 30 days. Otisville, you can be there a couple of years.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the chaplains... Or the child, I know someone I know, he's a chaplain, he goes all over to prisons. That's his parnasa. And some people are very distraught, they're very, a lot of interesting stories he has. It's very sad. Okay. Yud Ches, B'mokam Shatinoikos Mitsuyim Oyosh Lepam Merechat Simsham. What about a place where children are common? Oyosh Lepam Merechat Simsham, occasionally. They are bathed there. Oy shemashdinim sham, or they pass gas. Yechasa es hamezuzah. So in this situation where you're sitting, like someone like moves in, this happens. Let's say a person, and that was I think the example someone told me, where the person has a room where they it's designated. Obviously, very wealthy. They have a whole room for this, or at least a little closet room designated for changing the baby, diapering the baby. Such a room. Okay, you have in the house, they have a little like little room, it's like a little entranceway. Probably was once upon set aside like for a washer and a dryer. And now this family designated that area
changing station.
They have the changing station and the diapers and the whole works. That's where they change the baby. And that room used to have a mezuzah because that room used to be for the laundry, and the laundry has the shear of a dalet al bal dalet, it's chayvin a mezuzah. No reason why it shouldn't chayvin a mezuzah. But now that room has been designated to change the baby, to clean the baby. So, Shiles, what do you do with the mezuzah? So, definitely, you should not put up a mezuzah there. Now, what do you do that the mezuzah is there? So, here he says that if the room is only used occasionally, let's say you're moving in for a week. someone, you're coming to their summer home. You're coming there, you're a guest, right? They're doing construction, they're painting your house, so you're moving in it for a week, and you're going to designate that area to change the baby. So since only temporary, it's sufficient to take a shmata and to cover the mezuzah. And that's enough. But if this is now going to be a makom miyuchit for the baby, not their kavod, take off the mezuzah. Yeah.
In houses now, they're built with what's called a washing station, an alcove.
Yeah.
That's with a basin and everything, and it's actually an alcove for washing. Is that
clothing? Yes.
If it has washing
the baby.
You will see a dayan.
Oh, if it has the area of dalad al dalad, yes.
Yeah, they don't.
Yes. If it does not, has 16 square feet. 4 by 6, more than 32 square feet.
4 by 4?
30, 4 by, so the 4 by 4 amos, which is 8 by 8, 64. Well, that doesn't really, it doesn't have to really be 8 by 8, even 6 by 6. 6 by 6 feet. If it's 6 by 6 feet, so 36 square feet. 36 square feet. It does not have to be square, but if you have in an area 36 square feet and it's a dead end, it's not an entrance to another room, then it is potter from a mezuzah.
36 square feet?
36 square feet.
And it doesn't have an entrance. Usually they just, it's outside the bathroom.
No.
You have to have a post. You have to have a mashkef and a mezuzah.
You have it outside the dining room.
You have to have at least a mashkef on one side. You have to have at least on the right side. If you have on the right side a mashkef, and that's enough. At least on one, even on the other side, it can be flush. And in that room, it's 36 square feet, and that room is a dead end room. Then it's high, but if it leads into another room, you're high anyway. If it's smaller than 36 square feet, but yeah, that would be the halacha. Okay, so here we have a room. Bokum shatinogus mitzvim lupam shlupam mirchaisim sham shemashtinim sham. They pass gas. They sleep here. They pass gas. Yichase es hamezuzah. You shall cover the mezuzah v'davka ki behazdamlus derech arai. It's only when you're using this room. Occasionally you're doing something in this room that's not derech kovit. Children Hall is a very good book, right? Simcha Budim Kohen. He wrote so many svarim. One of the books he wrote is Children in Halacha. I think he has a chapter on this topic. People have little children. What? Simcha Budim Kohen.
He wrote a lot of svarim.
He wrote he's the grandson of Avigdor Miller. He's a Rav in Lakewood. A lot of different issues. He has as a mezuzah v'dafka b'zdamlus derechavai u'semach malakisei avu lekvoya sham tashmis b'zoyin kimoy la'amit sham kli l'shayfchin. If you want to go use it, basically it's a l'shayf, you want to go put there a kli to spill out your dirty water. And l'shayfchin does not mean meraglayim. It means here, this is the place where you wash the dishes, it seems. And you pour there, you collect there, before modern plumbing, dirty water. There's another example of a cheder that's not derech kovit. It's a disgusting room. This is where it's a dirty place. Ain lismech ala kisui. It's not enough to rely upon covering the mezuzah with a piece of material. You should remove the mezuzah. Next, yutes bayis chin chatzer shagam akum dor sham potter. A bayis or chatzer that a goy lives is exempt from a mezuzah. So it seems that you have a shutfis with the goy. That's what it seems to say. It's potter is potter. I don't know if you. It's not allowed. I have to be ayin warned to this halacha, but that's what it says here. Bayis
v'nchatzer, kind of living maid type of thing.
Maid shape.
They're a guest. They're not primary. Can't be that a living maid is going to exempt your whole bayis from a mezuzah. It doesn't make sense.
Her room.
Yeah, if she's the only one that uses it, l'chara. Yeah, that's what it says here. Bayis v'chein chotzer shegam akum. It's saying a bigger chiddush. Even if you're sharing it, you're living your roommate. You have a non-Jewish roommate, dormitory. You have a lot of students out of New York. They dorm. They dorm with goyim. It's not so a lot of girls. It's not so far unheard of. They're in a non-Jewish dormitory. It's a whole shah who's chayav in the dormitory. I don't care. And we have to be ma'ayin into this halacha more. I don't know the details. But that it does say such an idea that a bayis v'chin chotzer shegam akum dor shom potter. Chaf. What? The maids, as we said, a living maid. So the living maid. But usually this type of living maids, it's not only for the maid. The maid is there occasionally. Everyone, every so.
Full time, 24.
24/7. So I guess so. I guess that's the case. So then it's potter. Yeah, that's what it says. Martef. A storage room, Shamazuza in a Pesach Shechvim, Ba'aretz Pot. This you see on the street in Avenue J. You see this in Coney Island. People have this in their backyards. Where, what do they call it in English? A pop up staircase? Yeah, you have metal, wherever you have your enclosure, and you open it up and you walk down. So there is no post. The post is flat on the ground. Right? The mashkoif, the mezuzah, and the mashkoif are on the ground. They're lying on the ground. Horizontally, and you open up the doors and you walk down the steps into the basement. Are you chayav to put a mezuzah in such a situation? The answer is definitely not. The only time you chayav a mezuzah is when you have a post that's vertical, that's standing. When it's flat on the ground, like you see in front of all the stores on the street, not all the stores, they don't do it anymore, but in the old stores, in the olden time, on Coney Island, they still have it, or people have it in their backyards, these type of openings are potter from a mezuzah. Cellar.
Storm cellar.
Storm cellar is potter from mezuzah. Martev sha mezuzah im ha-pesach sheichvim ba-aretz potter. Deloy nikra mezuzah elo kishar. I mean, it's when it's standing straight. Okay, we'll come back to this little sermon shop. We'll come back to the Mishorim of Allah, and he explains in more detail in a few moments. Let's do a little bit more. Ha-soicher bayis b'chutz liyar. As a person who rents a bayis b'chutz liyar, it's potter mezuzah shloshim yom. If you rent a house near a child, you chayv mezuzah immediately. But in chutz liyar, it's you potter from mezuzah, make a din for the first 30 days. Deloy have diras keva. Because you're not supposed to be living in chutz liyar, it's supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not called Keva until you're there for at least 30 days. Let's say you plan on being there more than 30 days, or you chayav the mezuzah right away, not necessarily. Can you make the bracha right away? So the minig, not so simple. The minig is, as he says, that we'll see in a moment that you do make a bracha right away. You can put up the mezuzah right away, and you should, and you can make a bracha immediately. We'll see in a few moments. Let's just do one more halacha. Hayetzin abayis Yisrael achar yichnas lo adusham. If a person leaves his home, he sells his home to another Jew, lo yitol harishon es hamezuzah. It's not proper to take with you the mezuzos. El yanicham, you shall leave the mezuzos for the new resident. V'hasheni yeshalem loy avuram. And the person that moves in is mechuyev to pay you for the mezuzos. Okay, that's a very important halacha. There are a lot of fights over this.
In other words, I have a mezuzah with a cloth across the dome.
Exactly.
You don't want to leave that. I'll substitute a kosher one for 50 cents.
Or let's say you have very expensive mezuzahs, the one who's coming in, or the other way. So we have this question both ways. All different types of situations. I remember my grandparents, when they were nifter, my father's parents, I was a little child. So I remember the apartment. So the apartment was taken over by religious people, but they were not very religious. So we got into a discussion about the mezuzah, the mezuzahs. So they said, "Oh, you could take them. We have our own. We have our own mezuzahs." They didn't have their own mezuzahs. They were like mezalzel. They were mezalzel in the mezuzos, and they were expensive. They were very good quality, expensive mezuzos, and they weren't going to pay us for the mezuzos. There was no way they were going to pay my father for the mezuzos. So my father just okay. So he didn't make an issue out of it. Okay, so like, all right. So both keep the mezuzos. Not going to make them take off the mezuzos. That's not the right thing to do, and they're not going to pay. And they don't care for it. And they, we have our own. You can imagine what kind of own they have, you know. The paper mezuzahs, what you buy in the airport. So, all right, so it's a problem. It's definitely a problem. It happens. Let's see the Sha'adim is in Halacha, Yud Aleph, Sheikh from the Arts. Do you have the storm cellars? You refer to it, the storm cellar. The store?
Storm cellar.
With a mem.
Yes.
A mem surface.
That's what it's called, yes.
And I thought of it as a cellar.
It's a
front of
a
store.
Because that's where you lived. It was a storm. You went down over there.
It flooded.
That's what happened.
Drown.
That's where the water went in heavy rain.
Can I tell you that's what it's called?
Okay.
What's that? The first floor of your basement.
Okay, whatever. Sheikh Lem Yaretz, the bottom line is it's Potter. Ayin b'shasa tshuvas minchas elozar. B'pesach amartiv shu meshupon. I don't know. I've never seen this. If it's on a slant, a 45-degree angle. You've seen such things? You have the entrance on a 45-degree angle. It's partly. So what are you doing? Is that called a mezuzah or yechayiv in a mezuzah? So basically, it seems to say that if it's 46 degrees, yechayiv. If it's 44, you potter. It's 45, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Sheikhem Yaretz. Pesach mishum shuva e dina kiy medes oy ki shechaves the heavy rayos the alach sign an angle have ki oy mate the hella ki shum shuva mamish the bottom line is if it's slanty mamish, which I guess means the majority, it's more flat than it is standing, the kol shken ki shnayt yisel la mida chayv. I guess if it's 45 on the dot, and certainly when it's 46, then certainly chayiv b'mezuzah. V'imnoite l'shchiva, but if it's more flat, yesh l'tzadid lifter v'lchem l'yivarech alecha, but if it's more flat than it is standing, then it's potter, and if you want to put on a mezuzah, so you can do it, but do not make a bracha. Next, Yubetz. Ha'asech ha'ba'is, ayim ha'shuv b'speis yitzchak, v'im osim mezuzah b'beis ha'sech, etzto d'muchim b'rabonon. Here's a shayla. A person is renting. You're only chayiv to put up a mezuzah on a house that you're renting midrabanan. You're not chayiv min hatorah. Uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecha. You must be the owner of the property. If you rent, you're only chayiv midrabanan. Okay, I'm renting. I put up a mezuzah, make a bracha. I'm here more than 30 days. L'choladeus, I'm here for 31 days. I put up a mezuzah, make a bracha. And then a year later, I decide I like this apartment so much, I'm going to buy it. And I buy it. I pay in full, I give a down payment, whatever I do, it's legally it's mine. So the shayla is, do I now need to make a new bracha on the mezuzah? Because now I've transferred from a state in chayla and mezuzah midrabanan to a chayla mezuzah min ha-toyra. Beautiful shayla. So the answer is no. It's no worse than making kiddush Friday night. You make an early Shabbos. I don't know, I don't really see the tzushtal. Tais v'Shabbos atchunas deraisa. It's not really clear. Making kiddush when it's only tais v'Shabbos, it's not the same thing like making kiddush when it's vaday laila. So the shayla is, if you make kiddush early when it's Friday afternoon, you make an early Shabbos, you should be chayiv to daven ma'ariv and make kiddush again when it's, say, Sakai Chavim, because now you've gone from a time when it was only Midrabanan, yeah, to a time when it's Midaraisa, putting aside the whole issue of Taisa Shabbos, Taraisa Rabbanan. So just like there, it's a given that since you allow to Makabal Shabbos early, even though it's only Chiv Midrabanan, it's good, that works, it continues with you into the evening, into the night as well. So too, even though you made the bracha when only Chayiv Midrabanan, it's good enough, it continues with you into your chi of deraisa. Let's see inside. Im also a mezuzah b'ayis as beis secher etzloi demuchui b'rabon yachach kona b'ayis yachui b'bar the house demuchui b'deraisa ein tzarech lachs l'varach. You don't have to go make a new bracha v'nifta b'bracha she'asal k'shoyim u'chayim v'smi l'abonan v'yesh shoyis socher esal from the time when you made the bracha when it was rented v'raya mimogin avram the yachal l'kadesh. You can make kiddush mibo'oid yoyim while it's still day. After loy havi rak midrabanan, the ain't zech lachs lekadosh kishenase laila u'mechuyev midrabanan. So you don't need to make kiddush when it comes vade laila. Okay, yud gimel potter mimzuzah mishloshim yoyim. I am because Yosef heavy mishas shuvus teres chesed asfaradi. The yimbolik voya mizuzah tach shloshim yoyim lo yivarech. You're renting. A person rents an apartment. You come with your mezuzah. So I'm not chayiv to rent. It's only a dearest arai for the first 30 days of rental in chutz liaretz. A Jew does not belong in chutz liaretz. And the fact that you're only renting, that's certainly called an arai, the combination of chutz liaretz and rental. You part it from a mezuzah. But no, you won't already put out the mezuzah now. Should you make the bracha? Should you wait until 30 days have passed? So he paskins lo yivarech. Ayin Eish Lavram, Oppenheim. The daitoy sham the rashay levarich. No, you can make a bracha. But tzayin levagin Avram v'chin hevi b'pischei sh'arim v'shem shal shuvos shav meshulam v'chin hella b'shal shuvos pnei mevin v'chin haminog. He says here clearly that he brings many paiskim that this Dominic Olam is that you can make a bracha if you're planning on being here more than 30 days, even though there's no chiyuv to put up the mezuzah until 30 days have passed. It's still called Diras Arai until 30, 31. You can make a bracha immediately if you so wish. Next, okay, now, alright, so we'll stop here. We'll finish this up tomorrow. Take a break.